Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed.
Every now and then I hear someone who is discussing food say, "Give me the good old days." For my part, they can have them. Really, there's just no comparison between the quality of food in grandmother's time and the food of the present day. Take beef, for instance. I'm afraid our forefathers would have been startled at our modern practice of feeding grain to cattle. But you and I know that grain-fed beef is wonderfully tender and juicy and delicious. That's why it's always used for Kroger Tender-Ray beef. Without those top-quality grades of grain-fed beef, well, we just wouldn't have Kroger Tender-Ray. And that's exactly what has happened. There's a shortage of grain today, so it isn't available for cattle feeding. That grain is going overseas to help fight the war against starvation. After those hungry millions have been fed, then our farmers will once more give us grain-fed beef. Until that time, please keep this in mind. Right up to the day when you can buy Kroger Tender-Ray again, Kroger will always bring you the best beef that is available.
Our thanks to you, sir. Thank you very much. And now, Hearts in Harmony. When Jerry Manson came to Professor Rogers to thank him for breaking up Parker's marriage to Penny, she got rather an unpleasant surprise. The information she gave Rogers in order to ruin Parker may be used to ruin her, too. Following up his threat, Rogers comes to Johnny Keith and asks,
"Before I get down to what I really came here for, Johnny, I'd like to ask you a couple of personal questions."
"Sure, Professor. Ask anything you want."
"Well, first of all, I wonder if you think I played a dirty trick on Miss Gibbs and you and the others, pulling this stunt the way I did."
"You mean pouncing on Parker out of the blue?"
"Yes."
"Well, I don't see how you could have done it any other way. That's the way you federal men have to work sometimes, isn't it?"
"Yes, it is, Johnny. We don't like to accuse a man unless we have enough evidence against him to make a solid accusation."
"And it took you a long time to get that evidence, didn't it?"
"Yeah, too long to suit me. And all the time I had to pretend I was just an absent-minded schoolteacher trying to make a few friends. Smacks of dirty work, doesn't it?"
"Not to me, Professor. Sounds like darn clever going, if you ask me. I like the way you fellas do things. Easily, quietly, thoroughly. You ask a million questions. You probably asked me thousands, but I don't know when. You were too smart about asking."
"Yes, Johnny. I got a lot of information from you out in the golf course. But that isn't the only reason I played golf with you."
"No, you also enjoyed beating me."
"Well, it wasn't that either, Johnny. I liked you. I enjoyed the game when I played it with you. Federal man or not, I wouldn't have missed those games for anything."
"Well, you sound as if you're not going out on the course again."
"I don't think we are we? You want to play golf with a double-crosser?"
"You're not a double-crosser, Stu. You're a nice guy in a nasty job. I liked you when you were just Professor Rogers, and I like you now that I know you're Federal Agent Rogers."
"You mean that, I hope."
"You bet I mean it. In fact, if you're not doing anything this afternoon, I'll take you out on a golf course, give you a 9 handicap, and beat you 10 down and 8 to go."
"When you talk that way, I know you mean it, Johnny. Thanks. But I'll take that licking some other time. This afternoon, I've got work to do."
"On Parker?"
No. Finding Parker is the work of agents in another department. I'm still getting information."
"Uh-huh. But on Parker, huh?"
"No. And if you'll keep this under your hat, I'm going to see if I can't make what we're chasing Parker for also point the finger at somebody else."
"Oh, who?"
"Someone I've come up here to ask you a few questions about. Our glamorous friend, Jerry Manson."
"Hey, how does she fit into all this?"
"She doesn't fit into the case against Parker at all, yet. I'm just working on a hunch that she might with a little additional and deeper investigation into things in general. But she does fit into the picture of Parker's present problem."
"How?"
"Johnny, where do you think I got most of my evidence against Parker?"
"Well, from asking questions of people like me and Pat and Penny and all of us."
"I got plenty that way, yes, but mostly just confirmation of what were already pretty deep-rooted suspicion."
"Well, then where did you get most of your stuff against Parker?"
"From Parker's own files."
"What? Well, how'd you get them out of Parker's files?"
"Jerry Manson got them out for me."
"Jerry Manson? Why,
Save your breath, Johnny. Words won't pay her back for what she's done."
"No, I guess not. Stu, how can you do anything to her? She wasn't fool enough to give you anything against Parker that could be used against her, too, did she?
I don't know. That's what I'm digging for. It's only a hunch so far, Johnny. I haven't a thing to go on but a vague suspicion. But I'm going to see what I can do about it.
Well, I hope you can do a lot about it, Professor. That girl's got a hard rap coming to her, and I think it's about time she got it.
Well, if she's got it coming to her, she'll get it, Johnny. Don't worry. Do you know why she volunteered to give me evidence against Parker?
Well, not because she thought it was in the best interests of justice, I'm sure of that.
You can be very sure of it, Johnny. She saw a chance to put Parker in a spot where he couldn't marry Penny Gibbs. That was her only interest.
You mean she'd send him to jail to keep him from marrying Penny?
That's right. In her own words, Johnny, she'd do anything short of killing Parker to keep him from marrying.
That girl has a criminal mind.
Yeah, maybe a background to match.
You mean...
Frankly, I don't know what I mean. All I know is this. Johnny, that girl doesn't act like a normal human being. Since Parker decided to marry, she's acted like more than just a jealous woman. She's been downright vicious.
Yeah, that picture, for instance, and that blackmail plot of hers against Penny.
Yeah, all of which failed and made her more vicious than ever. A girl with a mind like Jerry Manson's doesn't act the way she's been acting just all of a sudden. She's been this way before over other things. Done many of the same things before for other reasons. She's thoroughly and completely dishonest, Johnny. And I think if I try hard enough, I can prove that she's been mixed up in some dishonest dealings. Maybe one or two cases where what she did was actually unlawful.
I wish you could, Stu.
Well, I'm going to try. She's been a member of Parker's company for a long time. I'm sure if I look hard enough, I'll find something in the evidence she gave me against Parker that's evidence against her.
When are you starting?
Right now. But, first, I want you to tell me everything you know about her, will you?
Sure. What do you want to know?
When you first met her, under what circumstances, anything you heard about her before you met her. In other words, everything you can think of.
Uh-huh. Well, Penny's going to get her revenge yet, isn't she?
If I can get the goods on Jerry Manson.
Well, get a pad and pencil and make yourself comfortable, Stu. What I can tell you about Manson is going to take hours.
Hey, anybody home?
Hi, I'm Patsy. Dad's upstairs.
Swell, Penny. How long before we eat?
Oh, not very long. Hey, what's the matter with you? Do you have to work late at the bank?
No, I haven't been at the bank since 4. I went down to Jed's office to deliver a package for Mother.
And it took you all this time?
No, Professor Rogers was there.
In Jed's office?
No, in Johnny's. I didn't mean to barge in on anything. Just stuck my head in to say hello to Johnny. And, well, before I knew it, I'd been there over an hour.
Listening to Professor Rogers brag about himself, I suppose.
No, the professor was pretty quiet. He was talking business to Johnny.
Talking business with Johnny? Well, what business could he have with Johnny?
I don't know. But the professor was taking all kinds of notes. He put them down when I came in, and we talked golf most of the time I was there. Well, the professor asked about you.
I can imagine.
Oh, sis, you shouldn't be sore at him. He had to do what he did.
I'm not angry with him, Pat. I just don't like to hear about him, that's all. Makes me think of the trouble Steve's in.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have realized that. Johnny said he wasn't doing anything tonight, so I asked him over. Hope that's all right.
You know it is. What time is he coming?
He said he'd call about 7:38. All right?
Mm-hmm. You know, you could have invited him for dinner if you wanted.
Yes, I guess I should have done that. Aw, but he wouldn't have accepted anyhow. You know how he is, never wants to be any bother to anybody.
No, but he lets everybody else impose on him.
He just likes to do things for people, that's all.
I know. There should be more people like Johnny Keith in this world. They'd be a lot better off.
That guy would do... could do anything and be all right with you, wouldn't he?
Not anything, darling.
No, I guess not. Say... You're looking a lot better this afternoon.
Yeah, I feel a lot better. Had a wonderful drive in the country with Jed yesterday.
You feel a lot better about everything, don't you?
Mm-hmm. About everything.
That's swell. Hey, you've been playing the piano, haven't you?
Yeah, I was trying out a few pieces I thought I'd probably forgotten. What would you like to hear?
Anything you sing.
All right. How about this?
I can tell you right now, it's going to be great.
All right, listen.
What do I have to do to make you love me? What do I have to do, sweetheart? Do I have to write a book or sing in concert halls? Ride inside a barrel going over Niagara Falls? What do I have to do to make you want me? Want me the way that I want you? I'll do anything and everything to make you fall. But remember, I'm only human after all. What do I have to do to make you love me? Love me like I love. Hug me like I hug. Love me like I love you.
Ah, that wasn't bad. Wasn't bad at all.
Oh, thank you, kind sir, she said.
You do feel better, don't you? Almost swell.
Oh, I don't see any point in moping around, Pat. I'm worried to death about Steve, but just sitting and worrying isn't going to help him. And I'd try to find him if I could, but if they can't find him, how can I?
Now you're using your head, sis. You aren't letting Parker down by being a little cheerful. You're just being smart about it. You're picking yourself up and going on without him, which might not be a bad idea. Win, lose, or draw on the case Rogers has against him.
Pat.
Hmm?
Tell me something. Do you think there's a chance that Steve will get out of this mess?
Well, sure there is. There's always a chance.
And, then you think maybe he'll come back to Rossville?
Uh-uh. Not back to Rossville, Penny. Back to you. But what happens after that, well, when you get right down to it, that'll be up to you.
What does Pat mean? Is he suggesting that Penny will not marry Steve Parker, even if he's cleared of the charges against him? And how will Professor Rogers' efforts against Jerry Manson affect his case against Parker? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony.
Ladies, why put it off any longer? Now that our world-famous fresh and tender Kroger Tenderay beef is so scarce, you've been planning to try Kroger's selected seafoods. Why not buy and try some right away? Once you do, you and your family will instantly agree that we have the finest flavored fish and seafood in town. At the very next opportunity, drop in at your Kroger store and look over our wonderful selection of seafoods. You'll notice that the flesh is firm and white. All the flavor is protected and preserved for you. And here's how it's done. Our seafood is fresh caught. Yes, fresh caught, fast frosted, and then rush right into our Kroger stores by Kroger's own special rush delivery system. We're anxious to give you the best, the finest in seafoods. In fact, Kroger guarantees satisfaction. So plan to get some real soon, won't you?